So I was talking with a colleague over the weekend. Topic of getting dumped came up. She admitted that she would rather be ghosted than spoken to in person.
Really?
I was floored.
Why would then you have no idea what's happening? You're hanging on for days, maybe weeks, wondering before you just realize, all right, I guess he gone.
Yeah, I need closure.
Yeah, I need to know that, okay, we're done.
Right.
Just go ahead and just lay that out there for me like I'm five. We're no longer dating. Got it.
We're no longer dating. This is the reason. This, and this.
Deleting your number.
Hope you have a good life. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be terrible for me. Like the unknowing, the not knowing and all that.
But I would sit there and hang on way longer than
you needed to, right?
Yes.
Exactly. But
that's
she was
wasting
my
life.
She doesn't want any of the, she would just rather the person disappear and her never have to talk to this person again than have to face them while they broke
dump
up
her.
With her. Right, exactly.
Okay.
That was the reasoning.
All right, like she wants to spare herself the humiliation.
Maybe. Maybe.
Of the getting dumped.
And,
okay.
And so it's, but we had talked about this before on the show where this culture nowadays is ghosting. Like the Gen Z and
everybody hates confrontation.
Right. So everybody's
like the dumper doesn't want to feel like a bad person.
Yeah.
So they just like would rather avoid the whole thing.
They're like Homer Simpson disappearing into the shrub.
Right. Right. And that is such a coward way to exit.
Yeah.
In my opinion, still, it's just you, the person that you were in a relationship for whatever amount of time deserves the respect of you saying, I'm no longer interested. It's just not working out. It's not you. It's me. Whatever.
So how would you prefer to get dumped? Would you prefer the face to face? Would you prefer a FaceTime? Would you prefer a voice message? A text message, maybe an email, or
if it's
would
long
you,
distance, FaceTime will work. But other than that, in person.
Like to be ghosted.
Yes. And bring me chocolate. If you're dumping me, bring me. Man, I really should have laid out these parameters.
Really? You're wanting a.
Give me parting gifts.
A parting gift.
Yeah. I'm going to need some cookie dough, some Arbor Mist.
You're like,
maybe
wow.
Maybe some fudge ice cream.
Wow, you got me cookies and Arbor Mist wine?
A Grater's chip really would be great. Yeah.
What's the occasion? Well, sit down.
You're going to need this. See that crying rug over there? Sit down. Sit down in the middle of the crying rug in your kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, that was. Yeah, I should have really come up with that plan as many times as I was dumped.
Yeah, like you should have at least said.
Because I ended up going to buy myself that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah, so it would be nice if that person who you devoted time to would, you know, at least say, here, you know what? It is definitely you. It's not me. And here you go.
No, it's me, not you.
Oh.
Let's lie to me a little.
Lie to me a
little. Okay, lie to me a little as you're giving me my parting gifts and my snacks.
Right.
It would have saved my sister from driving from Michigan with all that, which she did once.
I think I would rather the face-to-face, too. I wasn't as lucky as you to be broken up with so many times. Only a couple, only a handful of times.
Thank you for calling me lucky.
And really, it was more just kind of most of them were just almost like a dissolving. You know what I mean?
Where it was just ghosted each other?
Not necessarily ghosted, but it was just like we started speaking less and less.
Okay. Just kind of faded.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at some point you both just realized, I guess we're not dating anymore.
And then there was one that was a literal letter written to me. That was
a Dear Ben letter.
Yep. Yep. It was a, hey, you're special, but,
not that special.
Right. Exactly. It was a, hey, we can't see Jenner anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
I think we're better just friends.
Bethany texts in and says, I'd rather FaceTime than door. She says, FaceTime me, then DoorDash me a bottle of wine and some chicken wings.
Yeah, there you go. Chicken wings. All right.
Yeah. As you're on the FaceTime, it's like, you know what? It's not going to work out. But you know what? There's going to be a knock at your door very soon.
Okay.
And there's going to be a special, special little present for you.
And I appreciate that. And good day.
And good day.
So, and good life.
So what's the most bizarre way you've been dumped? You've been broken up with? The most bizarre way? Like, was it in the case of where you just happened to be scrolling Facebook and you saw that your boyfriend changed his relationship status to single.
Oh, gosh. That's beyond savage.
Right?
Or you see him on a dating app.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, then there's that.
Somebody else sees them on the dating app.
Then there's
maybe
that.
Maybe they just haven't given you the memo yet.
All right, so we'd love to hear your story. 502-795-1997. Already got some from Lisa. We'll get to you. The most bizarre way you've been dumped. Kelly, you got it. Did you get a post-it note?
No, I never got a post-it note, I think.
Am I confusing you with Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift?
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you, though, for looping me in with that company. That's great.
Okay.
No, I think I was just, let's see, I was trying to remember. You know what? I feel like I have been saying that I got dumped more than I
did
dumped.
The dumping?
But I dumped my boyfriend of 4 years.
There you go.
After I discovered him cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Yes. And yeah. Then I dumped another guy that I was dating, like, in between when my husband and I were broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, my husband dumped me.
The most
but then we got back together.
Bizarre,
and it was great.
I'm glad it worked out. Most bizarre way you've been dumped. Amanda, scrolling through Facebook, found out he changed his status to an in a relationship with someone who I thought was a good friend.
Shut your face.
Never heard from him again after 3 years of seeing each other.
3 year relationship, and that's what he does?
Chelsea texted in and said the same thing. I got dumped by seeing on Facebook that my ex and him, this girl had a baby together.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my,
oh
gosh.
My gosh. There is not an amount of cookie dough and Arbor Mist that I can fathom right now to get me over that.
David messaged, this isn't really a bizarre way of being dumped. More of a villain origin story, LOL. Oh, my God. 3 hours after I arrived on campus after transferring universities for her, she dumped me.
Oh, wait. I've got one of those. I got one of those. Remember Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, who lived in Michigan, worked with my sister at the time when she lived there.
Yeah.
Moved, took a temporary, like, 4 or 5 month physical therapy job here. Moved here to date me.
Oh.
1 week after he moved here, he's like, let's be friends.
Oh, well, that was on him. That would have been better if it were you. Like, 1 week
No. He moved here for me, and then he is like, let's be friends.
That is
after
crazy.
A week. I'm
that
like,
is crazy.
You moved here to torture me?
Right.
Like, to be here for 4 months knowing you're in town now, and we can finally hang out, and we're just friends?
Lisa said, a full year into the relationship, I was having a beer with my boyfriend. We hadn't been fighting. Everything was pretty normal. There was a period of silence, and then both of us at the exact same time said, I'm not happy. We laughed a bit and then had a talk about where our relationship was going and reached the mutual decision that it was, while it was good while it lasted, it was time for it to end.
Oh my gosh.
We ordered 2 more beers, had a brief cry, called our friends, let them know, hugged, and went home. That was on a Monday. By Wednesday, we were hanging out with our group as friends. Easiest and most seamless breakup ever.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It never happens like that.
I was going to say that.
It never happens like that.
That is crazy. At
kudos
the same
to Lisa.
Time,
that's like the best breakup ever. And
yeah.
Then they can still be friends.
Right.
Which I know so many of us, you mourn not only like the loss of the romantic relationship,
but the friends.
What if they were like a good, if they were a good friend too?
Group. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Kara. It was 2006. I had been dating a guy for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Things seemed to be going well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe moving a little too quickly for my taste.
Mm-hmm.
One night, we had our first significant but not terrible argument and went our separate ways for the evening to cool off. He told me that he'd let me know when he was ready to talk to me again.
Okay.
I waited a few days to hear from him.
Oh.
We had been at the stage of talking or texting every day. And then I think I tried to reach out to him a couple of times Eventually, I looked and discovered that he deleted me as a friend on MySpace.
Oh, I'm not in the top eight anymore.
He was 32. I was 28. Oh. Never heard from him, and I haven't spoken to him since. Kind of feel like I dodged a bullet.
Wow.
Wow.
You look, you're like, wow,
you
I'm not.
No longer my top eight on MySpace.
That's right. All right, we'll get to one more. Most bizarre way you've been dumped from Gage. Gage said, made reservations at Jeff Ruby's for dinner.
Ooh.
She called the morning of the reservation saying something came up in the family, wasn't going to be able to make it. I said, Dang, screw it. Kept the reservation, and a buddy of mine went instead. I mean,
it's Ruby's.
Yes,
yeah, it's Ruby's.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'm getting my expensive steak regardless.
Yes.
He says, so we show up, and they seat us right next to her and her then ex. She had skipped out on me for her ex and went to the same place that we were going to go, like I was going to cancel the reservation or something.
Oh, my God. My goodness.
Like,
oh, my goodness. I would have paid money to see the look on her face when she sees him walk in.
Because especially at what stage of the dinner are you at? Can you just say check, please, and leave? Have you already eaten your steak? Are you still sitting there waiting for the steaks?
Did Gage go up and say, hey,
hey,
how are you?
What's going on?
What's your name? I'm Gage, her boyfriend.
How
you guys have a great dinner.
How y'all doing? I love have funny thing. Funny
I
thing.
Said, yeah, funny thing. You know what? I recommend the Freddy salad and the Maker's Mark mace. Okay, you guys have fun. You guys have fun.
Oh my gosh, that's good. All right. Well, hey,
goodness. Thank
you for the stories there.
That's therapeutic, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
It just feels good to get it out there. It does.